ABC Radio Australia.
In the wake of an explosive documentary that it's alleged corruption and abuse in Papua New Guinea's logging industry, a local member of parliament says that authorities will investigate the companies involved. Now, despite once welcoming the business, Elias Kapavore of Pomio in PNG's East New Britain now says that very little benefit has been gained from the years of timber and palm oil extraction. It comes as the UK-based Sarawak report has claimed that communities are being recklessly exploited by foreign logging companies and that PNG authorities are ignoring their pleas. Priyanka Srinivasan has this story.
The once pristine vast island of Papua New Guinea has been captured by timber raiders.
Colonialism in Papua New Guinea. That's how Sarawak Report journalist Claire Rucastle-Brown describes the logging industry in PNG's East New Britain. Her new documentary alleges abuse at the hands of Malaysian companies, of village men and women caged in shipping containers for protesting logging, workers left unprotected as they fell trees and carry timber, and labourers without access to water, sanitation or electricity.
I got the evidence from people's own stories, from their own mouths, as to how these incredibly wealthy companies have been deliberately and ruthlessly moving in on their lands and ripping out billions and billions of dollars worth of timber, for which no recompense has gone back to the people of Papua New Guinea.
The documentary was released as part of a months-long investigation conducted by the UK-based media company. It also claims PNG authorities have turned a blind eye to the plight of villages in Pomio.
Foreign operators misled and bribed local leaders, set up puppet native landowner companies, bribed provincial government premiers or ministers, and gave gifts or bribes.
I saw, you know, every form of fraudulent activity that you could care to mention was indulged in. Fake signatures, fake landowner companies, people thinking they were signing to say they'd attended a meeting when in fact they'd signed away their rights to the land. People who thought they were hiring an agent, whereas in fact they'd signed power of attorney for the entire area that they were responsible for as the landowner companies. The mass fraud on a extraordinary level.
The local member of Pomio, Elias Kapavore, says he was surprised by the film and he supports those speaking out about the logging companies.
After seeing it today, firstly, I believe we have learned many lessons from this particular arrangement that has led to this current situation where we see the former directors coming out now and saying openly or publicly that they are no longer happy with the way that the company is now running its activities in the district. And I tend to support them in their view as well.
Mr. Kapavore was once a vocal supporter of the Malaysian logging and palm oil companies in his electorate. In 2017, speaking with local broadcaster MTV, the Pomio MP said it was a privilege to work with them as they brought development to remote areas.
We need partners, and we are privileged to have Zeniguni here, and we are privileged to have RH towards in West Pomio Mamosi going towards Melkoi. But without these development partners, some of our people will still continue to walk the mountains today. They will not. They actually have not ridden in trucks for the last 40 years. I support the company. And I also say, I'm here on behalf of my people.
But today, Mr. Kapavore says local landowners have not seen much of that promised wealth.
Yes, I can admit that we have not seen any tangible benefit with regard to support to social activities like schools, health, despite the fact that they're doing roads, most of those roads are within their own business activities.
Though he would not say if any charges would be laid against the accused companies, Mr. Kapavore said agreements needed to be revisited to ensure a fairer deal.
I believe what has happened has happened. We just have to revisit the existing arrangements and improve from here.
He also says he will contact the companies featured in the film and investigate the landowners' concerns.
I'm going to write a letter to the company and express some of these concerns faced by the people. I will also go and speak to my district CEO and we can get some of the landowners and speak to some of the landowner groups.
Claire Rucastle-Brown says she tried to reach out to government and law enforcement officials as part of her documentary, but they were unable to answer questions on tape. But she says landowners are calling for government government to take action.
There's an awareness now on the ground. And also, I think that has played into an awareness that there needs to be change at government level in Papua New Guinea.